But not only did Chazal say, I don't want you to put the zevel on the field, I don't want you to do something that's going to possibly make things look suspicious that you're being mezavel your field. For example, suppose he wants to take the zevel, ichveis, from under the animals, wherever it is, bring it out to the field and pile it up, so as soon as it's after Shemitah, it's ready to go. No, I don't want you to do that. Because people who are going to see you are going to say, ah, he's taking the zevel out to his field. He's not listening to the chachamim. So don't even pile it up in the heaps. At least at certain times during the Shemitah year, you can't. Well, when can you, when can't you? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Me'emesai metzien zvalim la'ashpatais. Me'emesai from when? Metzien, can you take out zvalim, the manure? He wants to take it out to his field, la'ashpatais, to store it in heaps. Ashpa is usually a garbage dump. Maybe you remember from Perik Eilu Metzias. In this case, it means heaps of manure. Zakta Mishnah, you're allowed to do it. She yifsaku. There's two girsas over here. One girsa is when those who do this on Shemitah already stop doing it. There's a certain season that you fertilize, that season is over, so we're not worried someone's going to think you're going to fertilize your field. They realize you're just stacking it up for next year. There's another girsa, because you're really not allowed to do this. So what do you mean when people stop? Who's allowed to? Ah, some people don't listen. You have to realize it was a very big nesayim. Stop your business. Stop your field for an entire year. The Gemara darshins. Giboyrei koyach oisa deburei. Takes a lot of gevura. These are the shomrei shvias. And we have the yetzara once. Okay, fine. I'm not going to eat it. I'm not going to look at something I shouldn't look at. But this is an entire year. Day in, day out. And you didn't do it. You didn't do it today also. The koyach of amunah, they see big siyata d'shmaya, big shmira, big atzlacha, but lamaisa, when you're doing it, it's a big nesayin. So there were ivrei avera, who couldn't hold themselves back. We don't want anyone to think that he's one of them. Divi Remeir is the altar Remeir. We have two other sheet. Rabbi Yehuda says, you know when you can take it and pile it up? Vishayivish ha-masek. When this manure dries up. Musak is the manure? What comes out of the animals? Doesn't the word musak mean sweet? The answer is, as repulsive as the zevel is, but when you fertilize the earth, it causes the peyrais to become sweet. You know, a lot of things in life, we think it's the most terrible thing in the world. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, do the right thing, it'll lead to sweetness. Okay, so Rabbi Huda says the shear, in other words, at this point you can pile it up, is Mishayivish HaMusak. Another pshat on what the word musik is. This is from the Yerushalmi that the Batanura brings. Musik refers to cracks in the valley or in the mountain. When the water runs down, it fills up with water. And in these little cracks and crevices, the water is there. It doesn't dry up for a while. Now, the nature of the fertilizer is it only works when it has some moisture to it. So at the point that the musik, these openings, dry up, there's no more water here, and the Mele, we're not going to be chushin that he's taking it to use it because it's dry, you can't use it. So let me ask you something. So why is he taking it then? So first he sort explains, he's going to pile it up. The next rainy season, it'll get wet again, he'll be able to use it. But we realize he's not using it for this year. Rabbi Yossi says the shear is Mashiach kosher. When the zevel starts to dry, it looks like knots. It begins to stick together. It like thickens and knots up. And that's the point you can take it out to the ashpa because you can't use it for zevel at that point. But Tanur explains that Rabbi Huda's shear, Rabbi Yaisi's shear are more or less the same. Rabbi Yaisi's shear actually comes first and right afterwards comes Rabbi Huda's shear. I want to tell you an interesting story because we're talking about the Yetzahara of Shemitah. One of the first famous Meishavim in Eretz Yisrael, where they were all Shomrei Shemitah with Mesiras Nefesh, was Kananias, in the south of Eretz Yisrael. There was a Rav there, Rav Mendelson, very big Erlich Yid. He used to travel back and forth with the Chazon Ish, and they worked out the Halachis of Shemitah. When Rav Mendelson present it to the authorities, and listen, we're not planting during the Shemitah year, especially in those years. There wasn't a lot of food in Eretz Yisrael. They were furious at him. They said, what? You're not going to plant for an entire year? Are you out of your mind? He said, no, very much in my mind. We're going to fulfill the halachis of Shemitah. They warned him. You're going to go bankrupt. We're not going to give you any seeds after Shemitah to plant. We're doing what we're doing. Lamaisa, what happened was a great nes. It's a famous story. There was Makas Ha'arba. Locusts came. They destroyed everything in the whole area, except for Koinonias. They literally went around Koinonias. As a matter of fact, there was some border disputes, like it says by Mitzrayim with the Makas Ha'arba. You saw where Koinonias starts and ends. And all the other Moshavim around had to come asking Koinonias, can you give us food? And of course they did. But it was a Kiddush Hashem beyond imagination. Let me add another part to the story. I once went to Lakewood. Somebody was driving me. He was driving for a taxi. I asked him, where are you from? He said, from Koinonias. I said, were you there during the locust story, the grasshopper story? He said, yeah. Yeah, he remembers clearly. They went around Koinonias. So it was very chashuv to me. I was talking to someone that saw it firsthand. He added another part of the story. There was one field from someone who lived in Koinonias that the locusts crossed the field. Everyone saw the locusts crossing the field, but they didn't eat anything in the field, which is probably even a bigger ness. So Rav Mendelson called in the owner of that field. He said, what did you do wrong? He said, the locusts didn't eat. I know they didn't eat, but they crossed over your field. They avoided all the other fields. So finally he admitted, one of the things they were told they cannot do is turn on automatic sprinklers. In the middle of the night, at 3 a.m. in the morning, he set an automatic sprinkler. He was hoping nobody would see. But the Rabbi Nishalaylam saw. Can't hide from the Bairi Eilam. And where there's Mesiris Nefesh, where Kedusha, the Teva, goes after Kedusha. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, if you're Shomer Shemitah, there'll be Bracha. And it was very clear who was Shomer Shemitah and who even tried to cheat a little bit.